Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a deadly terrorist attack at Iran's capital city. An Iranian state-run news website says 12 people have been killed, 42 wounded in attacks on that country's parliament and the shrine of its revolutionary leader. Mizan Online, which is affiliated with the judiciary, attributed the toll from Wednesday's attacks to the head of Iran's emergency department. Several gunmen and suicide bombers attacked parliament and the shrine to Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, setting off hours-long siege at the legislature that ended with four attackers dead. The Islamic State group claimed the attacks. Reports from Iranian media say the shrine attack involved three gunmen and a suicide bomber who stormed that site. At the Iranian parliament, one attacker blew himself up inside the building as part of the attack that also included three gunmen. The Islamic State extremist group is at war with Iranian-backed groups in Syria and Iran and views Iran's Shiite majority as apostates deserving of death. Police in Great Britain are now confirming another victim in last week's London Bridge terror attack after they pulled a body out of the Thames River. Police identified the victim as Xavier Thomas, a Frenchman. Tuesday, the London Metropolitan Police identified the third attacker killed by officers during the attack as 22-year-old Youssef Zagba. They say he was an Italian national of Moroccan descent who lived in East London. He had not been a subject of interest for security officials. Authorities identified the other two attackers Monday as British citizen Khorram Shahzadbhat and Rashid Rodwan, who also lived in East London. Police said Butt was previously known to authorities but had not been viewed as a serious threat. This is VOA News.